getting anybody to fight.
Well, you know,
1.25 million dead.
I could pull. We show every week the forced conscription. They're beating. They're tackling people, men in the streets, beating them, forcing them into vehicles, and the fights are unbelievable.
That's their recruitment. They beat the shit out of their people to fight for their country.
Yep. And so I've said this numerous times. I believe never in the history of warfare has a country won a war where they had to force their soldiers to join.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No one wants to join. Ukraine took Zelensky and Ukraine took a lot of criticism from Biden, Jake Sullivan, and Austin, that they did not immediately draft 18 to 23-year-olds. They started, I think, at 25. They went down to 23. They still haven't drafted, but they've said, done the selective service thing. But when Zelensky established martial law, he closed the borders. So 18 to 23-year-olds were not allowed to leave the country. He just changed that about 6 to 8 weeks ago. The day after he did it, every border crossing was swamped. All the 18 to 23-year-olds pretty much have either fled. Yeah. And what does that tell you? It tells you that the messaging, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for, doesn't make sense to the actual people who are supposed to do the fighting. So when you have these actual citizens of Ukraine fleeing, fighting for their lives, bystanders join in and help the recruits against these forced conscriptors. You'll see the massive fights, and women too come over. They start beating on these guys. Let them alone. Let them alone. This happens every day all across Ukraine. Because the logical why doesn't make sense. They see people disappear. They realize the truth is, whispered among the people of Ukraine, what's really going on, who's really trying to win this war, whose war it really is. And it's not Ukraine. It's the EU. It's the globalists. And they're the ones telling Ukraine, keep fighting to the last Ukrainian. But the Ukrainian people, the ones that are, the go to war age, are having nothing of it.
So they basically don't have a country.
No, they don't. It's not a real country. And that's not against Ukraine. I love Ukraine. I love the Ukrainian people. But if you just take what Zelensky did. So first off on Zelensky, in 2018, 2017, he became the lead in a comedy show, Servant of the People, which the producers of which famous producers in Hollywood, were two of the biggest oligarchs in Ukraine, multimillionaire, billionaire oligarchs. The billionaire decided, hey, and probably in cahoots with the Biden State Department and CIA, because they needed a candidate. They needed someone for the 19 election, and it had to be a stooge. So they decided, let's make Zelensky a candidate.
The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
I like the structural path we're on here. As long as we help Ukraine with the weapons they need and the economic support, they will fight to the last person.
Completely sick. And, of course, we've seen the videos. I see more every day. It's why I played that video, because I had a collection of a bunch of, the press gangs, essentially, kidnapping men off the street to send them to die on the front line. And then this week you had the headline talking about how Ukraine is bringing in African migrants to fill the gaps left by the war. So, I mean, they literally started a war to kill off the men of the Ukraine so they could replace them with foreigners. And that's what it's been about this whole time. Thanks, Zelensky, scumbag. We'll be back on the other side. Open up the phone lines for your calls. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the War Room, InfoWars.com.
coming up in just the next month or so. It looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Alex Jones lights the fuse, and Harrison Smith keeps it roaring. This is the War Room.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. Give us a call. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Now, I'm going to go to a few more videos here, talk about the left being scared of their own policies and how they're kind of in a position that they can't exactly change their policies to any large degree. But I'm gonna report on it probably tomorrow. I'll do a little bit more, but there's been a lot of talk, and I talked a little about it yesterday, about the way that X is basically changing its algorithm and changing its monetization strategy, and it's all very clearly motivated by an attempt to censor anti-Israel content, and that's just obvious from the fact that the way that the bans or the moderation is being wielded against users of X is very inconsistent if it had anything to do with spam or something like it. But this is just one of a number of operations that we see taking place around the world. As at exactly the same time, you have YouTube creators hit by sudden demonetization wave, dozens of gaming streamers, podcasters, and anime analysis reports erroneous flags under YouTube's inauthentic content policy, which targets repetitive or mass-produced videos and applies channel-wide. Creators such as Julian Dory and Dave Cullen describe old cleared episodes now demonetized, with appeals often denied after waits of up to 90 days. And of course, it has absolutely nothing to do with the, you know, AI creation videos. These videos are not AI. It has to do more with the content being quote unquote hate speech. And then you've got CBS News, which of course we know the Trump administration sort of went out of its way to force the selling of CBS News, and it was sold to the American. Well, it was the sale of CBS was told to the American people would be a, you know, correction, since the mainstream media is so leftist biased. Now a conservative will be back in the reins. But of course, it's Barry Weiss, and she's not a conservative. She just supports Israel. And so they wanted to lessen the Israel content. And I know it's like it's the same thing over and over, but it's like, but it is the same thing over and over. Barry Weiss ousts London bureau chief because of her, quote, balanced coverage on Gaza and Iran, placing her with a pro-Israel stalwart. So behind the scenes, insider said tensions have lately spilled over inside the London bureau over Middle East coverage. One freelance cameraman and editor had accused Claire Day, as a woman who has been fired, was running the London bureau like a Hamas cell, according to a source. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, these people are legitimately crazy, okay? I'm sure it's just a nice liberal British woman who's just like, well, the bombs are falling on the children. And they're just like, oh my God, she's Hamas. She's Hamas. She thinks killing children is bad. Fire her quick. On Monday morning, when addressing staff about her departure, Day asked the unnamed cameraman, who, according to a source, had claimed to have a direct line to Weiss, to step out of the room before she gave an emotional farewell and lauded praise on her team, a source said. An internal probe over potential slanted coverage cleared Day of alleged bias. Day, who was appointed London bureau chief 2 years ago, has worked for CBS News for 2 decades. She clashed with Weiss, a self proclaimed Zionist over coverage on Iran and Gaza. Claire was pushing back on calls with Weiss over coverage, the person said, also claiming that Barry Weiss barely spoke to her to address her issues. A second CBS insider added that there was never any kind of blow up on a daily editorial call, but the day made it clear she wanted coverage to be balanced. It's really sad. Claire had been the most committed soldier to CBS News for nearly a quarter of a century, the source added. For Barry and Tom to discard her because she failed some undefined purity test is appalling. Well, you're an anti-Semite, sir. How dare you? Reporters covering Gaza and the Middle East Bureau were concerned about Deputy Middle East Bureau Chief Shindy Race's leadership and privately discussed asking editors to remove her from leading coverage because of the way that she was manipulating coverage of the Middle East war. So it's not exactly about a balanced coverage. It's actually balanced coverage is not what they want. If you provide balanced coverage, they will replace you with somebody who is a diehard Israel partisan who's willing to lie on their behalf, even if it means people die as a consequence. Other things happening right now. The C9 bill in Canada is about to be passed. And actually, I think I have a video about this as well, where you actually have people being arrested for this. But this person, Jeff Horseman on X, Canada or East Germany. If a mother objects to forced political expression, daughter fails class for refusing to produce a land acknowledgement, mother objects to acknowledgement prior to daughter's social drama performance, principal calls Child Protective Service. Okay, do you understand? So a mother told her kid, like, that land acknowledgement thing, that's bullcrap, it's anti-white, it's stupid, it's just a humiliation ritual, you don't have to participate in it. So the daughter says, I'm not doing that thing. So they say, okay, you fail the class. If you don't acknowledge your betters, the Native Americans, and supplicate yourself, genuflect before them, then you fail the class. The mother says, what the hell? My daughter's smart. She did all the work. You're failing her because she didn't do a land acknowledgement? That's ridiculous. And so the principal tries to get her family taken away. Principal called a counselor that evening to determine whether the daughter should be released to her family and reported the family to Child Protective Services. Social workers subsequently came to the house and interviewed the minor children, closing the file immediately after finding no issues of concern. But that might change soon. I mean, who knows? Next, simply saying we don't agree with the land acknowledgement could very well be perceived as some sort of mental abuse against the children. That's actually happening, not just in Canada, but in America as well, where in Colorado, they are passing a law to do exactly what you think with trans children, where if your kid is trans and you don't support their new identity that's been fed to them by a fat gay substitute teacher who kept them back during recess to groom them. If you don't accept the grooming of your children by the radical queers in school, then they'll take your children away. And they're passing that law in Colorado as we speak. And then you've got this. So this is a couple, well, in Australia, it's particularly bad. Basically, look, you can look to Australia, you can look to Canada, and then Australia if you want to see, you know, just how bad censorship can get and how quickly it can get there. Thought I had one more story here because I got to compare these. Okay, so here's a couple stories out of Australia. Crossdresser, trans person, jailed for 6 months for child abuse material. 6 months, child abuse material. A leftist journalist was let out on bail, even though he was being charged with participating in a satanic pedophile ring. A far-left homosexual Aboriginal journalist accused of being one of the ringleaders of a global satanic pedophile network has been released on bail to live in a small New South Wales town. Landon Ashton Versace Germanta Mills, 27, is among 6 men, as well as a former NSW police officer and LGBTQA+ swim coach, were arrested in Sydney by Strike Force Constantine and charged with a raft of child abuse materials, bestiality materials, and drug offenses between November and February. But he's out on bail, and he's living fine. Meanwhile, the Aussie who was jailed for calling Jews the enemy has had his sentence cut from 12 months down to 10. Okay? And the Joel Davis, who didn't even say that. He said something about, you know, go rape this person in the comments, right? Go defeat this person in the comments is what that means in internet slang. He was not given bail. He was not given a hearing. He was kept in solitary confinement for months on end and not even given books to read, as they kept him locked in a windowless cell for 24 hours a day. Complete brutal torture. This guy, we showed the speech he gave. He referred to the enemies of Australia and included Jews in that list. And he's been sentenced to a year in prison. Meanwhile, the transgender crossdresser who created child abuse material, 6 months. 6 months for the child abuse, a year for anti-Semitism in Australia. You get let out on bail if you are a ringleader of a satanic global pedophile ring. But if you talk badly about Jews, you're going in solitary confinement for as long as they can keep you there. So that's the way the world is going. We can feel free to intercept and stop this trajectory at any point. We just have to realize how utterly asinine and ridiculous all of this is. Now, with that, we'll go out to your phone calls in the order in which they have been received. We'll go to Godzilla in Wisconsin first. Godzilla, thank you very much for calling about the time travel ballroom. I've got the stories right here. I haven't looked into it. I've got a long video about it. I'm going to research it tonight. What do I need to look into with the BAAL room, the ballroom that Trump is building?
Yeah, I saw that. I also saw the joke they made calling it the ballroom for Erica Kirk's bawling, even though I kind of sympathize with her, and you know, she has a tough job and she's going to get targeted for that, for everything she does. But anyway, I wanted to talk about the time travel stuff. You know, I've called before and talked about the time travel stuff with you. Yep. And like what I told you before was, you know, if time travel is ever invented in the future or the past, we've always had time travel.
Yep.
And you were talking about the book that Baron Trump's in and the Marvelous Underground Journey book.
Yep.
From Ingersoll Lockwood.
Yep.
And those, you know where those books came from, right?
What do you mean?
They came from like the craze from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. So like Alice in Wonderland came out and it was like a big hit in the novel world. And then these books came out and they kind of have like a similar structure. So like instead of the white rabbit, there's like a dog that Baron follows. His name's like Don, like Donald.
Yeah.
And they talk about like really prescient issues. Like that probably made no sense back then, but like,
well, even the today, stuff about the hollow earth and that he enters into the hollow earth through a point in the, I think it's in the North Pole is where he goes. There's Castle Trump and all this stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. It's the synchronicity and the meme magic. I mean, you really can't get a better example than that. So what's your take on it?
Look at all the, like with the meme magic and the numbers stuff, that's all like the language of God. Part of language, the language of God is like mathematics and like the numbers stuff that's so prevalent. You know, like it's then mirrored by all the secret societies. Like you see like the Rothschild and Rockefellers, they start with R-O. And then when you add them up, it's 33. So they're starting their last names off of 33, you know, or Rolex luxury items, you know. And with AI and supercomputers, you know, that time travel stuff is like getting broken where they can like do calculations, they're saying, with like the new quantum computers that are so fast that the only logical explanation is that they're bending space and bending time.
Yeah, they're going into a different dimension. I was going to say, because quantum entanglement is sort of a form of time travel because it's information that's transferring faster than the speed of light, which we think is a permanent cap in our dimension. So if you're having a immediate change over a distance, you know, of several thousand miles, then you're breaking the speed of light, which should be illegal. So, you know, in a form of time traveling there. The other interesting wrinkle in all of this is the family member that Donald Trump talks about more than any other family member, which is his Uncle John, who worked at MIT and confiscated all of Tesla's work when he died, and apparently was involved in some time travel stuff. So yeah, there's a lot of like bizarre connections with all of that. And if y'all haven't looked into The Last President or Barron Trump's Marvelous Journey, you should. And we've done reports on it, and we covered it when it first came out. Fascinating stuff. Thank you for the call, Godzilla. Let's go to Bart in Georgia on line five. Bart, thank you for calling in about Mark Levin's attack on the First Amendment. Well, he doesn't even know what the First Amendment is. We don't even think it exists. There never was a First Amendment. You're making it up, okay? It never existed, and we've always had hate speech laws, and it's illegal to say otherwise. Thanks for calling in, Bart. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Mark Levin's a big liar. However, even he is protected under the First Amendment. Rush Limbaugh used to say, I quote, "The press has the right to lie." But only if you're a leftist. If you're Alex Jones, you can't even make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, no, I don't want Mark Levin silenced. I want everybody just to recognize what it is he's actually doing and reject him outright. And again, this is the hard part, is that a lot of Americans just like think it's fine to lie. Again, because they've been told that the Trump administration lies all the time, and they're just like, we're in a post-truth world. I guess we'll lie because we can get what we want if we lie. And they just like think it's fine. So it's one of these things where without a moral and upstanding and ethical population, you do have to have tyranny, right? What should happen is once somebody's revealed to be a liar or have ulterior motives or be misrepresenting the reason they're doing something, everybody in America should go, screw that guy. We can't trust him at all. Forget it. But what happens now is half the country goes, well, he's lying, but he's clever. I get what he's doing, and he's doing it for me, for my side. So I'm going to pretend to believe what he's saying and, you know, go along with it. They think it's like clever and, you know, it's not. It's just lying. You're just lying, and it just destroys everything. And so if you don't have a population that holds our own politicians or public figures to account, then I guess we do have to have tyranny. I guess we do have to have an authority dictate to us what is truth and lies. Really, we should be able to do it ourselves. It's just our moral capacity for recognizing and standing against lies has been diminished on purpose through, you know, all of the lies. So troublesome stuff. Let's go to, thank you for the call, Bart. Let's go to line 10 here. We've got Corn Pop in Maine, who's called in. And you say you won a federal lawsuit. Corn Pop, how you doing,
hey,
sir?
Hey, what's going on, bud? Yeah, won my federal, well, not completely won it, but we had a judge pretty much tell me I won. I got my free speech back, and I will be able to speak freely at the Augusta School Board meetings.
Well, so, yeah, fantastic. I'm sure they're very angry about that. Now, was this about last time we talked? I think it was the people on the bridge that were like assaulting you, and you were being really harassed by the local police there. Excuse me. Does this have to do with that?
No, that's my second federal lawsuit.
Okay.
But so, listen,
what's this one?
I'm about to blow your mind with this, because this kind of ties into that lawsuit. So if you go to the video that I just reshared to the top, right? So I've been exposing a place called the Access Center here in Augusta, Maine. What this place is you can walk in and you can say, hey, I'm a drug addict and I want to do my drug safe. And they give you a bag of needles. They don't give you just needles. They give you little pans to heat your heroin up with instructions on how to do it. Jawbreakers. I mean, just, dude, it's nuts what they hand out. So then I started, you know, posting about the needles being, you know, all over the place because the snow is melting.
Mm.
Well, come to find out, the person that runs this center is sitting on the city council. Well, I've been posting about it, exposing about it. Come to find out, not only that, they have this little box that sits outside this center that looks like one of those boxes that's all around our city where kids can go and do book exchanges. You know what's in this box? Plan B, Narcan, condoms, that anyone can just walk up with no supervision at any time and just grab. So I've been exposing all this, and the city councilor that I've been exposing all this put a PSA on me, and then she put a harassment order on me once. I mean, first, then turn around because we live in the same town. I go to the same grocery store every day, and I walked in. She was there. I made a purpose to not say anything to her. Went completely out of the way. Come to find out, she had Augusta PD going up there and searched her car for trackers. So then she turns around and files a PSA on me. And then last night, I get a knock on the door at 10 o'clock at night, and I get summoned for a violation. I pretty much got arrested last night for just calling out a city official. I've never called her personal phone. I've never been to her house. I've only bumped into her three different times outside of city council meetings, which all of them are live on Facebook. Like, it's crazy.
That's nuts. Well, what is a PFA? I'm not familiar with that.
It's a protection order.
Oh, protection. Okay.
I posted the entire thing, and the entire thing that she claims is lies, and it's all documented. And like, I literally just went to the police station. I'm trying to upload the video now. I'm not even allowed to go to city council meetings because she's sitting in there. I'm a taxpayer.
Oh, so she did a restraining order to keep you away from her, but she's a city council member, so that means now you can't go to the city council meeting? My God, Cornpot.
And this is the important thing. I've never done anything but call her out and tag her. Like, I've never gone on her page or anything. Like, the only thing I've done is post about her as her role as executive director of the Access Center and city councilor, and all I've done was tag her, not even her regular Facebook page, her city council page that she's not even allowed to block me on.
No, so, I mean, honestly, it sounds pretty cut and dry. It sounds like they're, you know, conspiracy against your rights, honestly. That's egregious.
Now, this is why this ties into the other case with me suing the Augusta PD, because she sits on the city council. So I'm suing the city.
And she's filing protective orders against you for running into her at the grocery store.
She had APD come search her car for trackers, and they didn't feel the need to call me and let me know that they had to do that. I'm like, wait a minute. How many times are you searching an elected official's car for trackers? And these cops all know me by name, first and last name.
Well, that is wild. I encourage everybody to go follow Corn Pop at PWA1776. It's PWA1776, Corn Pop from Maine.
At what point is this not election interference? Like, my election is next month. June,
I was going to say, are you still running? Because you're running for school board, right?
Yes, I'm running for school board. And I got to go to court a week after if I win or lose the race. And if I do win the race, I can't even work with city council as a school board member because she sits on it.
Wow. No, that is insane.
And this is the crazy part, is right before I got served with the summons, I literally had a one-on-one meeting with the mayor because, for one, I'm trying to organize a cleanup, and that was what the meeting was intended to be. But yesterday, around noon, I got served with the PFA while I was at work. So then I laid everything out to the mayor and was like, hey, look, like, I've never called her personal phone. I've never, like, even though it's legal, I never protested outside of her house. Like, I never even knew her address.
Wow. No, it sounds like, I mean, honestly, it sounds like you've got a case there. We'll have to, let's stay in touch. We'll get you on, maybe next week. Obviously, Friday is going to be a big transition for us, but I'd love to have you come on and really lay out everything again with your face and everything, because I think that's an important curtailment of your rights. And, you know, just because the federal government's where most of the tyranny's coming from, doesn't mean we can ignore the small-scale tyranny that is really destroying our country from the inside out. Go follow Corn Pop on X at PWA1776. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Make sure you're following Alex at AJN Live and at Real Alex Jones, and we'll be right back.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these... And fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is the War Room. We'll go out to your phone calls here. I do want to go to... I want to go to one video because I talked about it so much today and I didn't really have time to get to it. But I got to go out to your calls. I have so many great videos about this. Let's go to clip 34 here. This is a YouTuber named Shoe on Head. She's really great, and she's sort of making fun of Hassan Piker's use of the word incel. Incel, of course, means involuntary celibate, or that a leftist doesn't like you, is basically what it means. Again, it's just a little bit ironic. I get called incel. I have a wife and children, and that's not even saying that much. And this is just... goes to the heart of the matter. It really does. And I could show you, I showed you the video of the woman earlier saying she's 44 but still fertile, but she's not going to have kids because she doesn't want to perpetuate America. Okay, brain broken, genetic dead end retard. Like, what else is there to say? But I got a bunch of other videos. I got videos of the Green Party in the UK, you know, vociferously denying the beliefs that are in their manifesto that are in fact the first line of their manifesto. I mean, I have like so many videos of this exact thing. David Cross and Bill Maher talking about this, and David Cross being like, yeah, I support democratic socialism. Bill Maher's like, do you even know what that is? And he's like, not really. These people don't know what they believe. At the end of the day, they don't believe anything, and they really can't believe anything because their fundamental humanity has been warped beyond recognition. This is why yesterday I was going off about how these people don't have souls. This is what I'm talking about here. There is something distinctly human that they are missing. Here's Shoe on Head laying it out when it comes to Hassan Piker, for one.
Oh, you want to meet a woman and settle down and have a family? Maybe have a house, two dogs? You sick fuck. We've reached radioactive levels of incel propaganda. What the f*** does incel mean anymore? I feel like I ask this in every single video. This tweet got thousands of likes. I feel like I am going insane. Where does the incel part come from? Like, they want men to be open about their emotions, and then men are open about their emotions, and then they're just called Nazis or incels or both. Usually both. It's usually a package deal. And this tweet came from a man, to make things worse. A grown-ass man saw another grown-ass man speaking about the normal human desire to want a family and want children one day, and called him an incel. Cockroach behavior.
In any case, what is this? Capcom's Pragmata. Wait, did it come out already? Pragmata, it's making thousands of people suddenly want to start a family. You play as Hugh, a soldier stranded on a ruined lunar research station, whose job is protecting the childlike android Diana while fighting rogue AI. In one emotional moment, she gives him a crayon drawing of the two of them together as a little family. Even streamers who say at the start they didn't want kids end up breaking down happy in tears. So what's really interesting about this is all of these unfuckable losers in the gaming sphere always talk about like starting families and stuff. And I don't understand like why this has become a thing that they care about. Like, if you're a gamer, you should care about things that you actually experience. You should care about things that you actually enjoy, right? If you're a f-ing lonely gamer who has never been around a woman and will never have sex with a woman, why do you care? Like, why do you care about having children or like riding for having children? Like, it's just not something that you're going to experience ever for your life, for the rest of your life, right? This is something that I never understand.
Wow, maybe there's a reason people are yearning to start a family and can't afford to have one and can't seem to find a partner. They feel alienated from their work and atomized from their community. If only there was a political commentator around to speak about all this. Oh well, guess not. First of all, the only care about something if it affects you is extremely libertarian-coded, and also very weird coming from a guy who understandably wants everybody to care about a genocide that is happening across the ocean. Second of all, what is this nihilistic horseshit? Yeah, never aspire for anything. Never aim for greatness and meaning. This is the dude the media wants us to believe is going to save young men from the alt-right pipeline. Yeah, okay. And I love how he's like, unfuckable losers. Like, okay, congrats on the sex, bro. Check out this sex haver over here. I'm sure all those unfuckable losers could easily go to foreign brothels and pay for sex like you, Hassan. Something weird about a man who could easily, consensually get sex from a woman but chooses to go to a brothel. I don't know. Just saying. Also, 35? No kids? Like, I'm sorry, that just pisses me off. Like, sitting in his ugly-ass $600 Gucci sweater. I swear I've never seen this guy in a fucking normal-ass t-shirt. Sitting on his high horse, looking down at people for wanting something more out of life. I don't understand how someone could be so mentally mind-raped that this is their reaction to such, like, a simple, wholesome concept. Like, literally, no joke, the entire meaning of life is somehow confusing to Hassan Piker.
That part, I think, sums it all up. The entire meaning of life is confusing to Hassan Piker. Antinatalist, if I saw a child that looked like that, I'd probably attack it. Yeah, well, you see the trans flag poking out there a little bit. A little bit. Yeah, no, these people, they're like not human. So I don't know what else to tell you. But I'm glad we're all coming around. I'm glad we're all coming around to this. Let's go out to your calls again. Let's go to Republic Apostle in Florida. Very good X follow as well. Republic Apostle, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, bud. How's it going?
It's good. How you doing?
Hey, so I wanted to mention something about the whole drama with X and trying to get the people who are not so friendly with the Jews. Do you know the account Antunes or?
Yeah, Antunes or whatever his name is. Yeah, he's been going off on Nikita Beer, the new community manager on X.
Head Jew, but yeah. So what he said, and I've heard some other people say it, is they're trying to encourage people to make more videos with like their faces in it.
Right.
A little thing I wanted to add into that, that the secret motivation for that is everybody, or at least a good majority of the people who are speaking out, are behind anonymous accounts, right? And we already know that Israel is sending the data, or that X is sending data over to Israel. We've seen people reporting it everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Authentics or whatever, that Israeli ID confirmation thing. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I've never done it before, but some guy, Ian Malcolm on X, he wants me to jump on a space with him tonight. So I'll repost that later if you want to listen.
Okay, you should. Yeah, he's a great follow as well. Yeah, what's going on with X is very suspicious. And I think it was Antunes that made the point where he's like, look, you know, Instagram, YouTube, they have like internal editors. They have like tools for creators to use. Twitter doesn't have any of that. It doesn't have an internal editor. It doesn't have the ability to add titles to your video. It doesn't have the functions that you would need to be a creator platform. They're just not one. It's a great platform for sharing stuff, but like I do nothing but my own material, right? I'm posting original videos 10 times a day because I do 3 hours of content. My, you know, payout dropped by half last week too. So it's, they're just lying. They're just lying about what they're doing. They're like, no, we're trying to make it about creators and we want to see original content, not reposters. All of Twitter, all of X is a reposting engine. That's what it's for. That's what you're supposed to do on it. You're supposed to interact and talk to each other about stuff or post, you know, a headline and put your own comment on it. That's what Twitter is supposed to be about. It's not a video platform. It's not an image platform. It's a text platform. Obviously, images and videos do well, but they're lying because I post, like I said, nothing but, I mean, I repost them from InfoWars, but like it's me, it's my content and I'm putting it up live. Is there a carve out for that for me? Obviously not. So it has nothing to do with them trying to get more original creators on the platform. There are like a billion other things they could do that would facilitate that. They're using that as the excuse to silence everybody. So, and I brought that up and talked about a user named Junior. And I swear I had a bunch of people like disagreeing with me over it. And every single one of them was like an Israel first partisan. Like they know exactly what's going on. They get it. And they're happy that all of the anti-Israel people are being deleted or demonetized. And they're just pretending that it's about spam or whatever. It's not. It's obviously not. So yeah, that's my answer there. So yeah, Republic Apostle, go follow him on X if you can. And yeah, I look forward to that space later. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Tim in California now. Tim in California, thanks for calling in. I've heard about this story. Apparently 15 chemical spraying drones were stolen from a place in New Jersey, right? What do you know about this?
Well, just that in and of itself is that, you know, all the oxygen in the room got swallowed up with the shooting at the correspondence dinner. So these things can fly under the radar, so to speak. But these aren't, you know, cameras looking down on people. Or these are carrying 40 gallons each. These are 242 pounds empty. These are 242 pounds empty. Each one carries 40 gallons of liquid chemicals. And it can cover a 15-acre stretch in 7 minutes. So the FBI is freaking out. They say, "Hey, man, these aren't hobby drones with cameras. Okay, these are industrial threats." And here's the weird part. And it reminds me of videos that you showed where at nighttime some of these drones are flying in like perfect semicircular patterns in formation or whatever, almost like when you were a child and you had a compass and you could use the little, you know, a stick pin in the center of the paper and you draw a circle like a little compass. They're just perfectly formed. And you come to find out These things are GPS driven. So a person is just, they, and by the way, these were stolen by a delivery driver that tricked a logistics company with his shipping papers. So, I mean, it's not like they were stolen the dead of night. This guy drove out of the gate with these 15 Crop Spring Series AC-31 drones, and the FBI is freaking out because they're saying this is absolutely, I mean, I don't need to state the obvious outside out loud, do I? Think about it. For $100, I could mix up 40 gallons worth of you know, fentanyl or whatever else and spray it on top of a stadium of people. These were stolen from New Jersey. So let's say you went to Gillette Stadium and had two of the 15, and you sprayed both sides of the people at the same time. You'd kill 50,000 people in one shot in less than 5 minutes. I mean, I'm just saying, this is serious, really, really, really big, and nobody's talking about it. I could smell this coming a long time ago. Couldn't you? Couldn't you smell this coming a long time ago?
Well, that's what I was wondering, if it had anything to do with the drone sightings over New Jersey in like 2023. Remember that? Remember that big crazy time where like every night there were like insane drone sightings all over Jersey and everybody was speculating what it was. And then the government came out and said, we believe they're Iranian drones from a mothership that's waiting offshore. And like, it was totally crazy. Do you think there's any connection to this?
Believe me, that's the first thing that came to mind, is that just like a few months before Donald Trump came back into office his second time, while it was still under the Joe Biden administration, as you say, all these drones were flying all over New Jersey. And the same thing, people are saying, hey, man, these aren't little ones. These are like huge. These are like school bus sized drones, and nobody knows nothing about nothing, right?
I was going to say, how big is a 240-pound drone? That is enormous. I mean, we have a big drone that doesn't really work, but it's big. It, like, you know, would barely fit on this table, and it doesn't weigh 240 pounds. It weighs about 15 because they got to be light.
They say these are ATV-sized drones. ATV-sized drones, 242 pounds empty, carrying 40 gallons of liquid, can disperse it over, you know, many acres, 15 acres, in like just 7 minutes of time. Just boom. It's GPS driven. That's the key here, man. You got 20 million people that came in from 180 countries unvetted. You got dozens and dozens and dozens of these Chinese people who are brilliant enough to do this, no doubt about it. It doesn't have to be Chinese. It could be other people that hate us. But I'm just saying, people could figure out, if I get these in my possession for no money at all, I'm going to load them up and I'm going to send them here. And you could, by the way, you could send them all different places all at the same time to hit all at the same time in different places. You could really, really, really have like a 200,000 or 300,000 person casualty event. I'm not trying to freak out or anything, but it's just nobody's even talking about this.
Now, that is very crazy. I mean, you talk about fentanyl. I was also seeing something about how, you know, ChatGPT or just AI chat now is helping people. You can basically like design pathogens. I didn't really look into it, but it was this warning that was like, hey, you know, with AI now, people can have, you know, homemade labs where they can develop, you know, diseases for them, you know, to spread around. So, I mean, you talk about some of the, you know, Chinese students caught smuggling in Ebola and stuff. I mean, fentanyl would be a very easy way to do it, but there are a lot of other things that they could do with those spraying drones. Now that is a very big deal, and you have to wonder, again, you know, it's like we talk about everything, you know, the NSA is watching us constantly, you have flock cameras absolutely everywhere. How does somebody get away with something like this? How does somebody not get caught when they know that they drove them out in a truck? Can you not follow that truck? Do you not know who gave you the wrong paperwork? Like, what are the odds you think that this is not all that it seems? Because it seems to me like if you were trying to find 15 ATV-sized drones that were drawn out by somebody, driven out by somebody who you know who it was, I mean, really, how hard could they be to track down? I mean, how did this come? Maybe I need to look into this story more, because you're right. I really have not paid too much attention to this. How did they pull this off? Do you know?
Well, let me tell you this. As a professional truck driver once upon a time, if you were carrying even a $3 million load of cigarettes, even back in the day, they had little GPS things at the front of that cab. So even if you put a gun to my head, threw me on my truck, and killed me, as soon as you drive away, they know this truck and here's where the cigarettes are. And that's for a $3 million load of cigarettes. How much more should we be securing 15 crops? And of course, they're supposed to be for crop spraying, for farmers and so forth. But still, how much more should we be paying attention to this than, say, a load of cigarettes?
Yeah. Wow. No, that's very troubling. Thank you for calling in about that. I do want to get to some other callers, but we should spend more time on that. I'll look into it and see if I can't get to the bottom, because I've seen the headlines. But, you know, the other thing is that there was – this is different than the drones. Like a month or so ago, there was a story that was like, two drones stolen from a naval base. But it was really weird because the theft had occurred back in October or something, and why it was making headlines now was a little bit suspicious. But seems like they've, I don't know, there are military drones going missing all over the place. Apparently, we can't keep our eyes on it. It's kind of disturbing. Let's go to, we got Badass Uncle Sam on the line. Thank you for calling in, Badass Uncle Sam from Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana. How you doing?
Oh, that's a tough question right there, Harrison. Mentally or physically?
Well, both. What's got you down?
Oh, man. I'm looking at the eviction notice on my door, too. Mm. I was a victim of mortgage fraud, and they kicked me out of my home. I got to get the hell out of here. Unlike you, though, I don't have a place to go. So I'm kind of like internet homelessness here. So if anybody out there has got a home for Badass Uncle Sam, let me know.
Well, hold on. Okay. What happened with your house?
Yeah, during COVID, I rent. And a good friend of mine was giving me this great place that half of what he could get it for. But he went ahead and took advantage of that moratorium during the mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And so he went back to pay his mortgage. And they said, oh, it's paid off. It's been discharged. You don't owe anything. They say, oh, well, hell, I own the house. Check. He saw it. Yeah, looks like I have title. And then the next thing you know, about 6 months later, a sheriff shows up at the door and says, you got to get the hell out of here. So we fought it for a while. A year and a half later, we didn't hear anything. They come back again, you got to get out. So finally, it's been adjudicated, went through the courts, got so screwed up that even professional real estate lawyers are going, I can't handle that. So my landlord threw up his hands, walked away from a $300,000 home, and here I am with an eviction notice on my door, and I can't find a place to live. Can't do it. Everything's expensive.
Well, that's not going to stand. How can people help you? How can people reach out to you? Do you got social media people can follow?
Well, badassunclesam.com. And if you want to leave me a message and give me a heads up or contribute or anyway, that's fine. But boy, beyond that, I'm telling you, Harrison, let's go back a year ago when Trump first got in, I seemed to be doing almost everything right. Do you ever think we'd be on the bloody end of the stick by this time?
It's happened faster than I expected, Sam. It's crazy what's happened. It's completely insane.
It's beyond insane. You guys got my rig. I want to get that new rig out there with the TV screen and all. I figure I'd be able to get enough paid subscribers to get me over the hump and get a place to live. But man, I'm looking at it this way. Even if I got that new rig out there now, I'm thinking by the end of this year, we're going to be under martial law. With the economy collapsing, the food riots are going to happen because, the crops are not going to come in, not with no fertilizer.
You think we're like not going to have midterms?
We might make it to them. Or if we do it, it's still going to be, I mean, I'm just looking at everything. We're listening to Gerald Celente today on the SGG report. He's just as glum about what's going to happen. He says, yeah, the economy is going to collapse, man. It's going to go down. And then there was a good report. There's a lady on here from she was a doctor. This is, and it really does a deep dive. The name of the article is, Are Our Leaders Demonically Possessed?
I think I could answer that.
Yeah, it's on the H-Files. The lady's name is, let me scroll it up here. And it's really a deep article, Dr. Heather Lynn. Are the world leaders demonically possessed? The ancient technology of demonic profession, transfer. And she goes a really deep dive going back to the Egypt. And halfway down, it has a real, the court sorcerer, how by, you know, they have the leaders are surrounded by demons. And she brings up how White, you know, Paula White, is sort of like the court jester or the shaman of old whispering into Donald Trump's ear, who is now possessed. It really is a good article.
It's one of those things that it's like, I know more people have become Christian because of the evil in the world than just about anything else. You start looking around, you go, I need a better explanation for this, because what these people are doing, it's not even for their own, you know, self-aggrandizement. It's not for their own ego. It's like what they're doing is just destructive without reason. It's like it feels demonic. It's like we need an explanation beyond the natural. There's something supernaturally evil going on here. And I think you're exactly right. And of course, people from cultures all over the world have recognized that. Well, I'm incredibly bummed to hear your living situation is a little uncertain. We'll have to stay in touch, because that's unacceptable for badass Uncle Sam to not have the support of the Patriots that you do such a great job representing. We brought up a Gibson Go. Is that yours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Info Wagon?
Yeah.
How can we find that?
Well, badassunclesam.com, and then you hit, there's a donation button for PayPal there, and then Gibson Go.
BadassUncleSam.com. If people don't know, Badass Uncle Sam for decades has been out in the French Quarter doing what we do in real life, actually red-pilling people to their face out in public. It's amazing. I remember seeing him probably back when I was in high school and would go, you know, visit New Orleans. A true patriot, man of the people, and solid guy. That is unacceptable that you're don't have a place to stay. Please reach out. There's a Gibson Go. There's a shop there, badassunclesam.com. We really appreciate all of the hard work you do, Badass Uncle Sam, and I hope you keep calling in. It won't be on InfoWars, but we'll still be here doing what we do, just like you do what you do. Thank you for the call, sir. Well. Well, folks, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but we're keeping our eye on the prize. And you can support us, of course, by going to thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. We are going to continue the mission. We are going to launch into the stratosphere. We are gearing up and fueling up the escape pod as we speak. You can help by going to thealexjonesstore.com. We'll see you tomorrow here at InfoWars headquarters.
In a world where globalist depopulationist principalities and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, thealexjonesstore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of Zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at @RealAlexJones and at @AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.